The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachos Daf Chof Dalet. We have in these few dafim, some of the basic principles of Taruvis and Issa Vehetta discussed, and how that comes up in Kodshim is a lot of different parts. We'll discuss a few of the Yesoidos that come out of these few Dafim. One principle is the Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis, where the Gemara explains by Dam Shenesarv B'mayim. If you have two things that are mixed together, Taruvis, Dam Shenesarv B'mayim. So the question is whether Dam Shenesarv B'mayim definitely has bitter. The question is whether you have Dam, that's Nesarv Dam Behemo B'dam Chayo, whether we could look at two things that are similar as Echod being Mevatel Dam. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk, V'lokach Midam Apor Midam Asoyer, that the Ben Avedi of the Kohen Gadol, the Dam Apor and the Dam Asoyer was put together. The Gemara says, L'chayra, the Dam of the power was more than the Dam Asor. So the Gemara says that it's clear that the Dam Apar is not Mevatel Dam Asor, despite the fact that normally, there's Bittel Beroiv. According to Yehuda, that means Min B'minin Loi Batli. According to the Rabbonon, there's a klal here that Ein Oilin Mevatel Nzeze. Two things that are Oila, that are Oimid Li, Hakrov L'Zriko, are not Mevatel Nzeze. The way the Ran explains this idea in the Dorm Daftun Beis, the Yud and the Rabban are really not arguing in principle. They're arguing on application, how to apply one basic idea. The basic idea, the way the Ran says, the basic idea of Yehuda, that's true according to the Rabbanon, is that the concept of Bittel is based on two things that are Minu Godim Zelazet, two elements that are different than each other, that contradict each other. When they mix together, the mixture has to assume some type of nature. The nature of, same way, let's say you have three dayonim, two dayonim say one way, one dayon says the other way, Achiram Lahata says that the psak of the Bezdin will have to be based on the majority of what the members of the Bezdin feel, of what they paskin. So too, if you have a cup of a mixture, and it's one part of the mixture is A and one is B, one is Bosor, and one is something else, Bosor Kosher, Bosor Treif, and so on, the mixture will assume the character of the Roiv, Acharam Lahatas, Bitl B'Roiv, says of Yehuda, but if the two things are the same, there's no stereo between the two of them, one doesn't have to overwhelm the other, but they become one bigger part of that one thing. What's that one thing? That one thing is Bosor. If you have vegetables, you have a tray for meat falls into a pot of vegetables, so then you can say min shaloi b'minoi, unless it's benois and tam. But let's say it's less than 1/60th, so then we'll say that there is bittel. Why is there bittel? Because the basa becomes lost in the vegetables, but if it's basa falling in the basa, the basa that's treif makes the basa that's kosher larger in volume. The Rabbanan argues, says the Ran, because they feel that the identity of the meat is not so much defined in terms of the taste, but it's defined in terms of the halachic identity. Bosa kosher and bosa nevela, there is bittel, the two things are different. One is kosher, one is treif. One you're allowed to eat, one you're not allowed to eat. The one that's kosher overwhelms the minority, achriyam lahatos, and is bittel, the treif meat becomes non-identifiable, becomes bottle. Now, the Rabbanon's Musig of Ein Oilin Mevatlon Ze'ezeh is based on the same idea. He says that when you have two things that are Oimid Lezrika, both of them have the same Cheshivas, both of them are Oimid for the same purpose. If that's true, according to the Rabbanon, we just said according to the Rabbanon, the Iker Mevatl is the fact that they're two different identities. The fact over here that they have the same identity, they're both Oimid, they're Miyuid for the same purpose of being Oila Ala Mizbeach, Tosfos adds, let's say you have in mitzvahs mevatel zuz, a similar concept. Let's say when you have the Gemara discusses in Aviv Psochem, you have the Kerech sandwich according to Hillel with matzah mor. Why don't you say one is mevatel the other? In mitzvahs mevatel zuz, so they're aiming for the same purpose of being eaten.
for a mitzvah, Leil Pesach, one is not mevatel the other. They both oimid to be nizrak al gam yamizbeach, one is not mevatel the other. So the Rabbanan's concept is really the same concept as Rabbi Yehuda of two things being similar, complementing, adding to each other, and not being mevatel, except that the Rabbanan look at the main identity in a bittul process as the halachic identity. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the identity in terms of the physical identity. That's the machlokes between them. Now, what we've been discussing now is a concept of bittul that's by roiv. Roiv is a concept that works by min b'minoi. By min shaloi b'minoi, that's like we said, the case of vegetables falling into basar, there we have to factor in something else. The Gemara learns out that tam ki ikr, if the pot of vegetables, even though the fact that the meat that fell in was a minute amount, but if it gives flavor, taste to the meat, to the vegetables, then all the vegetables become osur, because they all have a tam of basar, which is nevelu. Now, does that mean that the vegetables themselves become osur, or they become osur because you're eating the taste of the meat? Nafkamina. A minority of Rishonim hold that if you eat the vegetables, every kezayis you eat of the vegetables will carry the penalty of malchus. You're eating a kezayis of something that has a taste of tefah meat. That's a chiddush. Most Rishonim hold not that way. By basar b'cholov, the concept is definitely true that if milk falls into meat, so now the milk was cooked together with the meat. The milk gives a taste to the meat. We don't say that what's osur is the minute amount of milk. The point is that basar b'cholov is not the cholov that you're eating in basar. The point is the basar b'cholov is osur. So the two mix together. As long as there's enough of the cholov, of course the ratio is 1 to 60, bittul b'shishim, but if there's enough cholov, there's enough milk to give taste to the meat, then every kezayis of that mixture is osur. That concept, that the two together blend into one new mitzius, is called chaticha atzme nasis nevelo. It's called, in short, when one learns teruv, is chanan. We'll call it that way for simplicity's sake. Chanan means that the chaticha atzme, the piece of meat that became infused with the taste of cholov, becomes itself also nasa nevelo. It itself becomes also. It's called nasa nevelo because the context is whether you would say that concept also, let's say, when you're talking about treif meat, lamashul, let's say a minute amount of treif meat fell into a pot of vegetables. Would you say that if all the vegetables have a taste of, it's all balua, it's all absorbed with a taste of treif meat, would you say that the vegetables themselves become a kezayis of issa? Would you say that the vegetable itself, there's two nafkaminis, we pointed out before, one nafkamina, whether you would get malchus on eating a kezayis of the vegetable. Leaving that aside, let's not talk about malchus, and that's only an opinion of some rishonim. There's another more basic question, even without malchus. What happens now if a piece of that vegetable, which is infused with taste of the meat, falls into something else? L'cha'ira, you're only trying to nullify the taste of treif meat. You only need 60 connected the amount of meat that was in the pot in the first place. Or maybe you'll say not that way. If the piece of vegetable became also, because l'maisi n'alari vegetable is infused with treifa meat taste, now the vegetable is also, if a piece of that vegetable falls into a pot of macaroni, well not macaroni because you don't want to get into shells of basar b'cholov, but it falls into a pot, or you'll say macaroni without cheese, fell into a pot of macaroni, now the question is, the macaroni is flavored with the vegetable that's flavored with the meat. If we look at the vegetables itself as being osur, so then you have to get rid of that taste. You'll need 60 in the macaroni connected a piece of that treifa pot of vegetables that was infused with meat taste. The svara says not that way. You're trying to get rid of the meat. You're not trying to get rid of the vegetables. But that's the shaila of what's called chanan bishar isur. Chaticha atzmanasis nevela becomes a chaticha disur by basar b'cholov. The meat itself becomes osur when it's infused with taste of cholov. Mashenkin, vegetables that's infused with treifa meat will not become chaticha atzminas in the valley. You do not need 60 keneged the vegetables. Other Rishonim hold that there is chanan b'shar yisurim. The pashtus is that this musik is certainly not deraisa. Tam ke'ikr is only when there's actual taste. There's no taste of treifa meat when a piece of that vegetable fell into something else. You only have to get rid of the meat taste, like we said, not the vegetable taste. Says the Or Samech Machol Sasuris Perik Tes, Halocha Tes, that the Gemara by us, on Dav Chov Gimel, that says that Nevela nasis shchuta. When nevela becomes bottle in shchuta, so nevela is poka, the din iser. The nevela loses its iser characteristic. Its iser stain, it becomes part of the kosher pot. However, the Gemara says the flip side of shchuta ene nasa nevela, says the Arsamech, what do you mean? Shchuta could turn into a nevela. What happens if a minute amount of shchuta fell into a pot of nevela? You have a pot with 10 kizesim of nevela, and you have five pieces of kosher meat that fell into that. Roivav is treif. Do we look now that there's 15 pieces of treif meat? Do we say that the shchuta became nevela? That's the question of Hanan. Would we say that all of that which is infused with non-kosher taste, all of that which has non-kosher taste becomes a dvar yisur? So we say no. There's 10 pieces of treif meat, there's 5 pieces of kosher meat. You happen not to know which one is which. And you can't use bittel because you have a majority of treif meat. So but you can't eat the whole thing. But does it become a dvar yisur? Says the Asamech that in the Gemara itself lies the answer to this question. The Gemara says that ein shchuta nasa nevel. That means that it does not turn into a chaticho of nevela. The kosher meat does not turn into trefa meat. Kosher meat could be you can't eat because it's mixed together with the trefa meat. You don't know. You're eating trefa meat. You don't know which one is kosher, which one is trefa, or if it's infused with the taste. But not that it itself becomes trefa. Says the Asamech that's pshat in the Gemara. Lamaisa, there are Rishonim that argue that holds that there is Chanan B'Shai Sum. So you could say Chanan B'Shai Sum. Maybe there are Bonan, like we said, the concept doesn't make sense there, Isa. The problem is the Rishonim entertain a tzad that Hanan would be deraisa. Nobody brings that this Gemara could be a stiru. So there's an interesting will shtotzu omar amochim reb kive eger in Orachaim Tof Memches, that's in Hilchas Pesach, says that even if Hanan b'shayisum is deraisa, he's talking over there about you have a pot of meat and chometz fell in, became infused with the taste of chometz. The whole thing is chometz stick. When you eat the pot, are you eating a whole pot full of chametz? No. You're eating a minute amount of chametz, which is infused, taste-wise, it's infused into the pot of food. You can't eat the pot of food because of the chametz. Not that the pot of food itself becomes also. Says the Reb Kiva Eger, that even if we say that all of that is also to eat mideraisa, it's only also to eat. That's what taste does to the kosher meat. It becomes infused with chametz. But are you even bal yiro? Let's say you had less than a kezayis of chametz that fell into a pot of meat. The whole thing tastes like chametz. Are you even bal yiro? Is that cool that you have in your possession on Pesach a kezayis of chametz? No. That means you kivega understood that the issur is something that's unique to taste. When something tastes like a dvar issur, so it's also to eat. But is it actually a kezayis of chametz, of treifa meat? No. It's a kezayis of meat, not chametz. It's a kezayis of vegetables with a taste of meat, but it's not a kezayis. You wouldn't be over bal yiro. He said, oy bazoi, when we're dealing in our sugya, we're dealing with the nature of tumah and tahara, with something becoming nevela. Certainly, legabe the din tumah, it does not have a status, a state, a halachic state, of being nevela. Even if you say Chanan is deraisa, that only means that in your taste buds, you're eating something which is treif. So the whole thing has to be treated as far as your taste is concerned as treif, as a part of treif for food. But is it actually a nevela? Would it be metamic a nevela? That not. So even if you hold Chanan b'shayisum is deraisa, that would not be negated by this Gemara, because this Gemara is dealing with what is it, not what does it taste like. What is it? Like Reb Kivega says, even if you hold Chanan B'Shai Sum, legabi the taste buds, legabi the taste of the food, but not legabi the essence of what the food is. In the context of the back and forth between one thing turning into another, Al Yudei being mixed together, it's important to mention a famous Chakir from the Einig Yomtiv. The Einig Yomtiv wants to know, when something becomes bottle to something else, does it assume the nature of that thing? We're discussing that legabe chanan. Does it become treif meat? He wants to know, let's say you have a string, tzitzis strings that were made shaloi lishma. Tzitzis have to be put together lishma. Let's say tzitzit strings fell into a bunch of tzitzit strings that were made lishmo. One of them was not made lishmo. Can you now use that for tzitzit? Does it assume the nature of that which it becomes batel to? Meaning to say, that's for sure that Roiv would tell you, you could pick up any one of the tzitzit strings, and you could say, based on Roiv, we'll assume this is from the kosher tzitzit strings, and you can use it. But can you use all of them? Whether you can use all parts of a teruv, this is a question. Like I'll be trying for meat. If something falls into a pile and there's a bunch of different pieces of meat, could you eat all of them? Could you eat all of them in one shot? Big machlokes are showing them. But that's all the gabi iser and heter. Let's ask ourselves, does the tzitzit string now become a kosher tzitzit? Now you yoitz in the mitzvah with that? That's a question of the ayin yom tov. The lomdim want to bring two rayas, one of them legabe water that falls, may peris that falls into a body of water. Now the whole thing could be used for a mikveh. You see that it now assumes the positive qualities. It's not just legabe isser v'heter, you're allowed to eat. It's that which becomes bottle assumes the mitzvah qualities, the halachic nature of the thing that it's in bottle to. The other one is, let's say you have pieces of schach mixed together with branches that are still attached to the ground, which are possible to schach. You can use the whole thing to put on the sukkah. Let's say you have a whole bunch of sticks, and one of those, part of that is from nearby growth, and it goes together with it. You can use the whole thing for schach in sukkah daf yud aleph. The question is why? It doesn't become schach, it just means that you could assume that any one of the pieces are not attached to the ground, but that all of them are kosher schach would seem to indicate like that. But the truth is that it's not a right. Because when you're dealing with schach, you're not dealing with a shayla on each individual piece. You're dealing with the totality of the roof of this sukkah. Is it covered by schach? Is it mesuchach or not? You're looking at the whole thing as one entity of a sichuch al gabe this sukkah. Is this area shaded halachically or is it not? In that sense, you have to look at everything together. You can't, and if one part becomes bottled to the other, so then you have to look at the whole thing as having one nature. The whole thing is a schach. The same thing is true by a mikveh. By a mikveh, you're not looking at each water, each droplet of water, is it a kosher droplet of water for a mikveh? You're looking at the whole body of water, is it a mikveh or not? If the roiv says that it's kosher water for a mikveh, it's mayim, not may peiros, so then the whole thing has one nature, that becomes part of it. Mashenka, we're dealing with a bunch of strings. Each string, you have to paskin if it's kosher, if it's tzitzis or not. So what are you going to do? Pick up a string and say that because it became bottle, let's say it's the shalei lishma string, it fell into the pile of kosher strings. So you're going to pick up that string and say, this is a kosher string. You could say that it became bottle to the pile. But are you going to say that it now assumes the identity of being kosher tzitzis? That's already pushing it. Well, there's no hachrof in those two rayas to the chakir of the ayin yom tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.